The views and opinions expressed here are those of the guests, and are not the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormon Channel presents Into All the World.
The vision will begin to be fulfilled.
Our membership is found throughout the world.
The New Zealanders and the Australians.
Sono felice di servire il Signore.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma.
Five new temples.
Ni kupitia kwa imani.
Go ye into all the world.
Welcome back to Into All the World. My name is Reed Nielsen. I'm director of the Products Division for the Church History Department of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today we're going to be talking with President Ruben Andres Concha Levia, president of the Chile Concepcion Stake. President Concha, thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
President Concha, I know Chile has been an area of incredible growth in the church over the past few decades. Tell me about your background in the church. When did you join, and how long have you been president of the stake there in Concepcion?
Okay. That's a long answer to give. Okay, well, I met the church when I was a child, when I was 7 years old. That was in another city where I grew up. And my whole family heard the gospel. My mother was a widow, and we were seven brothers. And we heard the gospel, and we got baptized within a time. Not me, because I was 7 years old yet. But. And then I grew up in the church, and I went on a mission. I served in the New York North Mission. And I moved to Concepcion 5 years ago, and I was called as a stake president here 2 years ago. That's a sure summary of what you asked me.
Of your involvement in the church. So you joined, so you've been a member most of your life then, since the time you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And does your whole family still live in the Chile area?
Yeah, my whole family lives here. And, well, I am the only one who lives in Concepcion. The rest of my relatives live in another city.
I see. So how has the church changed in Chile since you were a young boy when you joined the church to now the time that you're a stake president? What major changes have you seen?
Well, there have been very many major changes. In the past, during the last decade, we used to baptize many people here in Chile. Many were baptized every month. It was normal in the past years. I will say between the 80s and the 90s, it was normal to see one family or more baptized every Sunday, perhaps, or every month, every unit here will have many baptisms. Now, the growth of the church in terms of baptisms has been lowing down, but I think the conversion levels are greater now. I think we baptize less now, but we have better retention. So the church keeps growing, but in a different way.
So now you have more stable growth and the retention's higher, so you feel like you're able to strengthen the wards and branches and, of course, your stake as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's how it is. In fact, I think that it was needed to grow faster in terms of baptisms in the past because the church had to get formed here in Chile, and the many members that were the pioneers here in Chile needed to be found.
Uh-huh.
And now the foundations for continued growth with more conversion and with more strength are already established. So now we're able to grow in conversion with the people is learning now to fulfill their commitments and in a better way than in the past. So I believe that the next year are very promising for the church.
Good. That's wonderful. Do you remember when the temple was dedicated there in Chile? How old were you at the time?
Well, I was a child, and I had news about it, but I wasn't able to go.
Uh-huh.
The temple in Chile was built in Santiago, and I lived about 500 kilometers away. So I didn't have a chance to be there, but I knew many people that were there at that occasion. And it was a very great time for every one of us, and we felt very blessed. We felt many miracles around us. And all the members that I met that were there by that time, everyone had a special spiritual experience to share. And since then, those of us who lived away from the temple have made our efforts to go as soon as we can and to be there every time we can, which is not very often. There are some cities in Chile where people is able to go to the temple only once a year or twice a year, because we live too far away. But since the temple construction here in Chile, many members have been able to take covenants here in Chile. Before that, the members were to Sao Paulo in Brazil to get their covenant. So, in fact, we have been very blessed.
Wonderful. Now, tell me, how far is Concepcion from Santiago, the capital of Chile?
Well, in driving, there will be like 6 hours. In kilometers, it's 500 kilometers.
And, of course, recently President Monson announced a new temple in Chile. Where exactly is that going to be built?
We don't know the precise place yet, but we know that we'll be within our boundaries. We know that it will be in Concepcion, like President Monson said.
Right.
President Monson said. He said it will be built in Concepcion, but we don't know the specific spot yet. But even though it might be within a half an hour or within an hour, it will be great and we will all be blessed. We won't have to travel 6 hours anymore. So everyone here is very excited about it. We are very happy and we feel that deep emotion that we can carefully handle it.
Well, I was going to ask you, where were you when you heard the announcement? Did you hear the announcement live and what was your reaction to it?
I heard the announcement live. I was at the general conference session, and I was there at the church center with the members in our state.
Did you have any idea that there was going to be a temple in Concepcion? Is that something they'd been talking about?
No, we did not. We did not have any idea about it. It was part of our prayers. We always invited our members to pray and ask the Lord to help us to be more converted, more dedicated to the church, to be more faithful in order to be blessed with this blessing. But we didn't know about the announcement. So would you like me to tell you what was the moment like?
Please.
We were listening to the conference, and then President Monson started talking about the many members that live far away from temples in the world. And he pronounced the first temple, and he then said Concepcion, Chile. And we were not able to hear the other three temples that were announced at that conference because we were so touched that no one could handle with the impression that we felt. It was hard for us to keep ourselves from pronouncing a little exclamation of joy. And many sisters, several sisters, were out of the room to dry their tears. And we just didn't know about the other temples, and we were not able to hear anything else. And we have kept that same impression till now. Everyone here, everyone that touched me, points to the temple, and everyone is focusing on it. And we are trying to improve our lives in order to be ready when the temple might be already in function.
Well, I know that when President Monson made the announcement, I was very touched myself because my brother served a mission in Chile, in Santiago, and I knew how special that would be to him and, of course, to the saints there. But then at the same time, after he mentioned Concepcion, he mentioned Sapporo, Japan, which is where I serve my mission. And I have to say, I think I felt some of the same emotion that you and the saints of Chile felt as I got very emotional, and I was almost surprised by how it impacted me, how moving it was to me. And so I'm thrilled for you and the saints there in your stake and the general area roundabout. So as a state president, what do you do to try and prepare your people there in Concepcion to participate more fully in temple attendance now that you'll have a temple in your backyard?
Well, what we have been trying to teach the members is that we have to acknowledge two main challenges. One is a great blessing. We have been blessed by having the chance of serving in the church, being the generation of leadership that was there serving when the announcement was given. So it is a blessing to be there and to hear it and to be working on the Lord's work. But also the most important thing is that we have a very great challenge. The Lord has entrusted us the preparation of the members in order that their families may be ready for the temple when we have it here. And it is our commitment now, it's our responsibility to find all those who are not ready to have a temple recommend or that have to make changes in their lives. And it's our responsibility to find them and to help them to change. Maybe we don't know how long we will have to wait for the temple to be ready, but we might have a couple of years, we don't know, and we have time to do that. I, as a state president, I have challenged the bishops to find those who need to improve things or need to be able to have a temple recommend and to work with them to have a specific plan for each one of them in order to help them. And maybe we have to wait 2 years or three or more. We will be ready by then.
Well, I remember years ago when President Howard W. Hunter challenged all of the saints, even in those parts of the world that didn't have temples anywhere near them, to live worthy of a temple recommend and to get a temple recommend and wait for the day that it would happen. And I remember sitting there at the time in the old tabernacle thinking, oh, this is many years away before temples will be all over the world. And then, of course, President Hinckley came along and started building temples all over the world, and now President Monson continuing that trend. And I think it's so wonderful that the blessings of the temple are now available with easier access and availability to the saints all over the world, including there in Chile. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. Well, all the members here in Chile must be congratulated. Well, in fact, my personal experience there was that right after President Monson said the announcement, I started to think in all the families that could be able to raise up their children within the boundaries of the temple, and that would have a chance to go to the temple for a family trip or just to take a walk. They will have the chance to go to the temple surroundings, and that will be such a great experience to have our children having a temple nearby. And every day, maybe when we will be our normal life, maybe when we will be doing our normal life around the city, we will see the temple, and it will remind us of our covenant. And it will be such a great blessing to see the temple around us every day.
I totally agree with you. Well, President Concha, tell me more about your stake. How many units do you have, and how long has the stake been around?
Okay, we are 5 units. We have 5 wards, in fact. And that's our stake, 5 wards.
And then, of course, how many other it's part of the Concepcion Chile mission, geographically speaking. How many other stakes are there in the Concepcion city itself?
Well, the whole area covers 8. Within the city, within the area that we usually call Concepcion,
uh-huh.
there are 5 stakes.
5 stakes.
And within 5 stakes. Within the city, there are 2, but we usually speak about the Great Concepcion.
Uh-huh.
And, or in English, it would be Concepcion. And that will be a total number of 5 stakes. And but within half an hour, there are another 3 stakes.
Another 3 stakes. So the church is very strong in Concepcion.
In Concepcion, it is, yeah.
How do other Chileans view the church? What is the perception of the church in your country?
Well, here in Chile, there's still there is still much misunderstanding about the church, and there are many people that think wrong things about us. And I'm sure you know about it, or you have heard the same questions there about our perception, knowledge of Joseph Smith. There are many people here in Chile that have a wrong impression about many topics, but the church is gaining very fastly a new position in our culture, and many people are learning about us. The church has been taking a new path during the last year on what social service means, and the way we let the people know about us and the way we reach to our. So right now, the people in general is gaining a right perception of the church, of its presence, and I think that it will be a better and a greater growth within the next years.
Thank you.
It's more open to speak about the church and to hear to our beliefs.
For those of you that are joining us, this is Into All the World. We're interviewing President Concha of the Concepcion Chile Stake, talking about the church in his part of the world. Well, President Concha, what do you talk about that things have been changing over the past year in terms of public outreach and service. What things specifically are you as a stake president and other stake leaders doing to help change that perspective and the public view of the church?
Every one of us, and the stake president, and the stake presidents around me, what we have been focusing on is that our activities for the youth and for members in general have been gaining a greater service spirit, and we have been trying to focus on our activities for the youth, for the single adults, to give them more opportunities to serve to the community.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, the single adults were organized, and they presented an open and public exposition. I don't know if I'm using the right word, at the university here in Concepcion, one of the university campus. And like 2 months ago, they did the same in another campus. And they go there and they just open to everyone our church, our beliefs, and they give books and they take referrals and they talk to everyone within the university. And it has been great that our youth has also been focused on service activities in public places, or somewhere else where the church can help others. In short, to give you an answer, that our focus to help our surroundings to have a better impression about the church and to know about us, our focus has been service in the community and focusing our activities towards service.
Wonderful. Let me ask you a little bit more, President Concha, about the public affairs. Are there organized service projects that you get media press from? Do you have a director of public affairs that tries to help others in the community know about these service projects that your youth and others are doing?
Well, we have a director of public affairs within our state.
Uh-huh.
It's a sister, and she's helping us to get involved with the institutions and organizations around us. We have been giving service to the regional hospital here in Chile, in Concepcion, the Beer Hospital in our city, and we have been repairing within the hospital the walls and painting the rooms, and we have done that kind of service several times. And we haven't yet get to the media, but we have been sharing with important people here in the city, people that have responsibilities in those organizations.
So they know the good that you're doing as a church.
Yeah, they know it. They're trying, well, we're trying to do something good, and we know that it will never be enough.
Right. Well, tell me, what are the biggest challenges facing the church and its members? More specifically, in your stake, what are the biggest challenges that your members are dealing with right now?
That's a hard one. That's a tough question. Well, I believe that probably our challenges are the same that daily will have. I think that there are still many members that maybe we haven't get to the very point of the doctrine yet, and there are many members that don't follow the covenants as they should. And we have many members that go to the temple as often as they could or don't need to consecrate as much as they should. But I couldn't give you a specific point. I think that the problems that all the members around the world have, and
it sounds like the same challenges anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Meaningful time of prayers and everything else.
Tell me about missionary work in your stake. How is missionary work going? You mentioned that there's a new emphasis on retention. So the church isn't growing as fast, but the members that are coming in, are converting, seem to be staying and growing. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the case. In fact, the missionaries now, they baptize here in Chile every companionship, I would say, baptized. So it's normal to have baptisms to bring converts to the church. And now we have a better retention, that just like you said.
How does the stake work with the mission to help out with missionary work? What is the relationship like?
Well, the members, and the specific reason why this is changing is because of the members. The members are learning now to do missionary work. We have come to understand that it's our work and that the missionaries are called to teach the lessons, the discussions, and that we want to find people for them to teach. And we're learning to speak to everyone around us, to talk to our neighbors, to show that many new converts now are coming from members' referrals. And we are learning to do that. That's why we have been having better retention, because the new converts that have been baptized as part of members' families or our friends to the members, and something like that.
So the members of your stake are now involved in both the finding and the teaching, but then also the fellowshipping and retention process as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in the past, I would say that many members had the one idea that the missionary work for was a missionary's duty, and we're learning now that we are the ones to call, we're the ones to find the people. And the missionaries are the ones called to teach. Mm-hmm. And we are taking that duty.
Now, of the full-time missionaries that are in your stake, serving in your stake right now, are most of them native Chileans? Are they from other countries in South America? Are they from North America? What is the missionary makeup like?
Well, here in Chile, we are not strong enough yet to send enough missionaries to the mission field in order to have our own missionaries here. We have many missionaries from Chile serving in our country, and some of them are being taught in the countries that still a big part of missionary work is being sustained due to the North American missionaries that come here. I don't have a precise statistic. I don't know how to say that word.
No,
I don't have a precise number. Yeah, I don't know the precise number, but it seems to me that we're still having at least a half of our missionaries from USA.
From North America, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they do missionary work in your stake? Obviously they're working with members to get referrals, but then the missionaries themselves, do they do street contacting where they talk to people on the streets, or do they do house-to-house contacting throughout neighborhoods? Or what is the main way of doing missionary work by the full-time members?
The missionaries have been focusing on talking to the members and inviting them to preach the gospel to their relatives and their friends. And even though when they have free time, or if we could say that missionaries have free time ever, but if that's the case, they will talk to the people on the street and knock doors, but they are focusing on visiting with the families, members of the church, and inviting them to make a list and a list of all those who they know and invite them to do something to get familiar with the gospel, maybe a family home evening or an activity related to the church. And then when they are ready, they're supposed to give their names to the missionaries. That's the main effort right now. But there's still the other efforts, like those you said, like knocking doors and speaking to the people in the street.
I see. Well, President Concha, it's been wonderful to visit with you today to hear about the work as it goes forth in Chile, not only with the new temple coming, but continued member missionary work and the other good things that your stake is doing through service projects and outreach. Our time is coming to a close here, but I was wondering if we could close with your testimony, both in English and in Spanish. Would that be all right?
Okay. Thanks, brother. I will be glad to. Well, I would like to say that I know that Jesus is the Christ. He's our Savior, and He came down to this earth to atone for our sins. And that's a real fact that every one of us must understand. And once we understand it, we must change what we need to change in order to be blessed by that, through that atonement. I know that He is the Christ. I know because the Spirit has let me know, and I'm sure about this, that Joseph Smith saw God and Jesus Christ, and he was called to be a prophet, to restore the truth upon earth again. And I know that he translated the Book of Mormon through the power of God. And I know that we have the true priesthood, the priesthood that is needed to administer the ordinances, that everyone needs to come back to God's presence. I know that we have in this church the authority to bring people back to God's presence. And I know that everything we might do to help in this work will be worth it, and it will never be enough. In Spanish, I will say now my testimony. I will do my testimony now.
Thank you.
Yo quisiera decir que yo sé que esta es la iglesia verdadera, que Jesús es el Cristo, que Jesucristo es el Hijo de Dios. Yo sé que Él vino a la tierra para expiar por nuestros pecados y que su expiación es un hecho real, que realmente sucedió y que debemos entenderlo y hacer lo que sea para cambiar nuestra vida de manera de contar con la bendición que viene por medio de esa expiación. Yo sé que el sacrificio que Él hizo es cierto. Yo sé que José Smith dio a Dios y a Jesucristo. Y que Él fue llamado por Dios para ser un profeta, para restaurar el Evangelio. Yo sé que tenemos en nuestra iglesia la autoridad del sacerdocio verdadero para administrar las ordenanzas que la gente necesita, que los hijos de Dios necesitan para volver a la presencia de Dios. Yo sé que tenemos esta verdadera autoridad y que esta es la única iglesia que puede ayudar a la gente a tomar las acciones necesarias en su vida para poder lograrlo. Yo sé que Cristo vive y que Él nos ama y nos conoce y conoce cada detalle de nosotros y que está dispuesto a hacer todo aquello necesario para nuestro bienestar eterno. y lo comparto en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amén.
Amen. Well, President Kocha, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your testimony and the good words about the work going forth in your Concepcion stake. I sure appreciate it.
You are very welcome. It has been my honor. I feel blessed for having this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thank you on behalf of all of our listeners at Into All the World. And we hope that our Father in Heaven's choicest blessings will be upon you and the members of your stake as you continue to move the work forward. So thank you.
You have been listening to Into All the World.